Sustainability and social responsibility imperatives. Sustainability and social responsibility are of increasing importance to consumers and to the reputation of organizations, and are thus a major factor driving supply chain changes. In contrast to the past, these are no longer optional considerations in supply chain design. Organizations not only need to comply with regulations that mandate sustainability and fair labor practices, they must also be aware that customers and society are becoming increasingly intolerant of significant leadership failures in these areas. Sustainability can take many forms, from small changes that create marginal improvements to major ones that drive large reductions in emissions. This can include switching to recyclable packaging, adding design for remanufacture, or increasing the efficiency of transportation fleets by modernizing for fuel efficiency or using electric vehicles, or by reducing mileage through more efficient routing. For many organizations, the supply chain produces the majority of their pollution and greenhouse gas emissions. For this reason, the supply chain is often one of the primary components of an organization's overall sustainability strategy. However, this does not mean that changes can be made without considering the associated costs. Crucial to the success of these efforts is doing so with cost efficiency in mind, especially when regulatory changes create the need to change. However, the investment tends to be largely worthwhile. A study from Eccles, Ioannou, and Seraphim found that over an 18-year period, the high sustainability companies dramatically outperformed the low sustainability ones in terms of both stock market and accounting measures. In addition to helping organizations meet the demands of customers with regard to sustainability, many green initiatives lower bottom-line costs through reduced use of expensive or scarce commodities, fuel, electricity, water, though these may have a lower return on investment and a longer payback period than other potential investments, including the profound impact these changes can have on local communities, for example, more water for others, may help to justify these improvements. Organizations may also, by choice or due to regulatory mandate, focus on the implementation of closed-loop supply chains. These focus on providing methods for environmentally friendly recycling, remanufacture, and reuse of products and materials or responsible disposal of the same. From a social responsibility perspective, becoming a sought-after employer due to a perception of great wages, benefits, working conditions, worker empowerment, and/or local community hiring can significantly improve the organization's overall reputation. It will also be much easier to acquire the necessary capabilities for a transformation, and the transformation will be much more likely to result in actual competitive advantage, the effect of climate change. Much of the imperative to continually strive for increased efficiency is related to climate change and the desire to prevent the escalation of detrimental effects. The effects of climate change most obviously manifest themselves through changes to weather and water patterns, which are of particular concern to industries that rely on the growth and production of food. However, all supply chains may see the effects of climate change due to the combination of new weather and water patterns with dated infrastructure, for example, plants built decades before such issues were a consideration for the area. This can exacerbate issues like flooding. Climate-driven effects like heat waves may result in disruptive wildfires in addition to crop failures. Other ways in which climate change and related extreme weather may disrupt supply chains include storm surges affecting coastal infrastructure, rising sea levels affecting coastal infrastructure, high temperatures leading to more rapid degradation of road infrastructures and warping of railways, temperature swings leading to increased pothole formation, severe snow and ice storms paralyzing transportation or causing power outages, drought-related inland waterway restrictions as water levels recede. Climate change also drives regulatory changes that affect supply chains. Restrictions on emissions of carbon dioxide have led to changes in vehicle design. Cities interested in reducing not only carbon dioxide but also particulates have started restricting the types of vehicles that are allowed to operate and when they are allowed to do so. The risk associated with climate change for food supply chains is especially prevalent in developing countries. Studies have found that climate change is reducing overall crop yields. This has led in turn to a reduction of food availability in food insecure developing countries. Issues with food availability are exacerbated by poorly designed supply chains with insufficient warehousing and transportation practices. This, however, creates an opportunity to improve food availability worldwide without relying on increased crop yields. Depending on the specifics of the region, improvements in the following areas of focus may be the keys to successfully taking advantage of the opportunity to reduce spoilage in food supply chains. Transportation infrastructure, road transportation practices, packaging, storage and warehousing practices, cooperation and visibility throughout the supply chain. Note how everything listed above, with the exception of transportation infrastructure, is a change that falls on organizations, not government agencies, to execute.